is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
It's Jackie.
And Jen Fessler. I always say Jen Fessler.
Well,
I
because there's also another Jen.
Well, not in this room, you know? And not on this podcast.
Right, not on this podcast. But I think you're used to being in our work family with another Jen.
Fair.
So,
fair enough. But whatever.
You are Jen Fessler. Own that shit.
I am, baby.
Yeah. And we are two Jersey Jays. We have a really, really great show for you today. I'm so excited.
But first, before that, we can't just ignore the large, it's not even a pink elephant. Is it a black elephant?
I don't know. Why. Is pink elephant in the room a thing? I don't think that's a thing. I think it's just the elephant in the room.
Whatever,
I don't think
Jackie.
It's a pink elephant.
Anyway, I'm talking about the trailer.
Yes, the trailer.
The trailer dropped.
Oh, God. Can I tell you something? This is my sixth year. My sixth trailer drop.
I thought it was more than that. Are you sure?
No. Yeah, this is my sixth year. And I still get a pit in my stomach.
I think you're the only one because I was, besides me, I was like really nervous about it. And I felt like nobody else was.
No, I don't think I'm the only one. There's no way. Because we see it when everyone else sees it. They don't send us the trailer first. You know why they don't send us the trailer first, I think? Is because in years past, it's leaked. Like there's no way to get this trailer and keep it all to yourself.
Right.
You know, so it's leaked. And so I think to avoid that, they don't send it to anybody anymore. So we see it when the world sees it. So if something is, you know, if they put in a part about like something that you consider really embarrassing,
it's over.
Oh,
it's
yeah. Oh,
I actually watched it. I wouldn't watch it. I wanted Jeff to watch it. And well, Rachel, my daughter, watched it. And then like, you know, a couple of our PR people or whatever. I was like, I have to just know what I'm going to be staring at. I think that the nerves for me, so I was trying to figure it out. I guess I was more nervous last year, but because it was my first season, but it's this thing where, you know, after last season, the response, at least I felt like the response that I got was mainly positive. Of course, you're never going to get everybody liking you. There's always going to be haters, but basically I got a lot of love. I got a lot of like, you know, nice sort of like, Jen, you're funny. Jen, you're, you know, a breath of fresh air. Like this really nice feedback. Again, not all good feedback, but when you're in that place where you're coming from, okay, wow, I did good for me and I fight this, I'm just waiting for the fall. So I'm nervous that I'm going to, you know, not just the trailer, but watch the season and nobody's going to like me.
Well, I think that's natural, but I don't think that's true. I think you're
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe the season I won't be well liked. But like this is just a whole separate issue. But watching it, I think that's why I'm nervous. It's like I want everybody to like me, and like regardless,
yeah,
not everybody's going to, and maybe people won't this season. I have to like, but if you are in a good place with yourself,
yeah, but you're also in a pretty good place with everybody. Like
I know, it's not
part,
even just that though, because you can be in a good place with Cass and still you're.
Yeah, that's true. Whatever. Did you like the trailer?
I thought it was funny. I thought it was light, but it was also like, I thought it dropped those little like tidbits very well. And those little spoilers and teasers.
Yeah.
And, like if I was a viewer, I'd be excited for the
fact. Yeah, which also gives me like, anxiety because now I like want people to see how everything happens because now people are, you know, oh, Jackie, you know, is doing things too. First of all, let me clear up something. The whole Jackie is doing, you know, switching teams to save her job. Okay. I am very, very clear on the fact that I am a friend. Like, I am not like delusional. Like, I know what my job is. I'm a friend and I am fully okay with that. Like, took a little bit,
me too,
but I am fully okay with it. I like it. Like, it's not to say like that I wouldn't be open to other things, but like, I like it. And I know I don't need to jump teams and, you know, jump through hoops and, you know, set myself on fire to save my job. Like, I can just be like a good supporting actor. Yeah. And, like, I'm good. You know, like, I don't think that I have to go crazy to save my job. So nothing that I do is based on, oh God, I have to be the best friend in the whole world in order to save my job. And I actually don't think it really works like that. I don't think if I like have a really big part of the season that next season, like, I would be a housewife. I think actually if I'm a fantastic friend, it's even, you know, more reason for them to say, okay, great, stay a friend.
Yeah.
You know?
I saw Marisol say on the reunion, maybe it was last night. No, she was being interviewed anyway. And they were asking her like, are you okay? Maybe it was even Tamara and Teddy. Like, yeah, I think it was Teddy. How do you feel about being a friend? Do you want to be, you know, a housewife? What do they hold, a mojito?
Yeah.
Whatever. So she's like, well, I mean, I'd like to be paid like a housewife.
Yeah.
But like, it sounds like she was absolutely.
Yeah. But I think that people don't want to believe that because like, I think that there's this like, this misconception of like, how could you not want it all? Like, how could you not want all the fame and all the spotlight and all the money?
Don't
and
you like, feel like though sometimes,
but now I've
we're,
had it.
We're get, this is, we're getting off on a tangent.
No, that's
we can't
okay.
be helped. But like, don't you feel like as a friend, you forget, like factor out money or anything else, but like yeah. you kind of do get it all in a different way. Like,
of course
you don't
you
have
do,
to. And I know you have spoken to me specifically about like opening up your home and your family to cameras, you know, and now the difference, you know, not having to do that and still being able to be involved is, you know, like a gift.
It is. And, you know, it's also, I mean, there's great stuff on both sides. If it happened again for me, like, I'm sure my family would be open to it, but it's much easier for me now to film the show, to give it everything that I have and to not have to say to my family, hey, cancel all your plans. You have to be home to film a scene. Or to say to Evan, you don't have to come to this today. Do you want to come? And sometimes he really wants to come. But when he doesn't want to come or when he has work, like I don't have to make him skip anything. He doesn't have to be involved. And for me, that works for me right now. Right now, that works for me. But speaking of husbands being involved, I am strongly of the opinion that I know Jersey husbands have a bigger role than in other franchises, but I don't love seeing husbands so heavily involved in the drama. I don't like when husbands fight with wives.
I'm leaving. This is all you, baby. Go.
Right. I'm just saying, like, when Evan was very heavily involved in the drama, which he did not want any part of, he never fought with anybody on camera.
Evan.
He never yelled at anybody.
I don't think he's ever fought with anyone.
It's just not his style. He never yelled at anybody. He never, you know, and when it was time to resolve that drama, he was such a gentleman. He was very open to it. And he just wanted things to go back to calm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't love seeing husbands like really put themselves right in the center. This is a show for your wife.
Well, listen, Jersey has traditionally been known, right, as like this, we are the family franchise.
And yes, it's about, of course.
Everybody's involved. And of course, you know, Joe Gorga has made such an impact.
Yes. And so, he's maybe a little different, but he doesn't like, I don't know, maybe Joe Gorga is different, but like the other husbands, I don't really feel like they are definitely present. And that's great. And I love the husbands on this show. Love them. But I don't like seeing a husband actively like go after a wife, but that's just me.
Well, don't worry about Jeff Fessler. I don't think he loves all of this, which everybody like no one can really understand or believe that Jeff Fessler loves it all.
He's so calm and so nice,
crazy housewife person. But you're never gonna have to worry about him fighting with anyone.
Yeah, but I thought the trailer was great. I am eager for people to see how everything comes about, because there's no part of it that's about me like trying to save my job. Like, I'm sure my job is fine. I just, you know, like, it does happen very organically, and
hasn't this hit? But yeah, historically, you've been on the show for so long. Don't people always look at, like, want to know your motive, and it's not maybe what your actual motive is? Like, aren't people, you tell me.
Oh, there's so many theories, but you know, so I watch it. I actually had to pull over because I was driving when it dropped. And, I said to Aiden, I was taking Aiden to a doctor's appointment. I said, do you mind if I pull over and watch this? Cause the anticipation was just killing me. And after I watched it the first time and I was like, okay, I'm totally fine with the way I'm portrayed in the trailer. Then I watched it a second time to see how I look physically in the trailer. And gorgeous. Then I'm like, gorgeous. I'm like, my face is all hot and red. I'm going to be friends with whoever I want. And I'm like, my face is all red. And like, of course you pick yourself apart.
Of course,
apart,
yes. If I'm being completely honest and not humble at all, I actually thought to myself, well, you do look better than last year.
I was looking at myself. You're like a different person.
Spent enough money to make that happen.
You are a walking filter. I think you look so beautiful now. Let's not get carried away.
But that definitely was one of the things that I was like, okay, well, if anything, I don't know how this is all going to go down, but I think I look better. That's good.
Fantastic. Anyway, it's going to be a great, great season. Yes, I'm excited for it.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Our topic for today, guys, is, you say it.
Well, okay, so I'll say it, but I want to say kind of why. So we picked today our topic. We're going to entitle this one Bucket or Fuck It, meaning like bucket list items maybe that we had when we were younger. What are our bucket list items now? Things that we thought we had to do in our lifetime that we look at now and we think, oh my God, I can't believe I even thought that was important. But the idea came to us. I was watching NIAID. I don't know if you guys have seen NIAID, but it's this, I want to say it's on Netflix, Annette Bening and Jodie Foster. This movie about this woman, Diana NIAID, who swam from Cuba to maybe like Key West. And so it's this amazing story. She tried and tried. And by the time she was 60, she actually got it done. But it was like, talk about like a bucket list. Like she was like, I just want to do something in my lifetime that no one else has done. And I'm watching this and this woman is so driven by that. And I'm thinking, first of all, that is the worst bucket list item that I can even ever imagine. I can't imagine wanting to do anything less than swim.
I don't like getting wet.
I don't get that at all. And as a matter of fact, like I've got a friend who recently we were talking about this, and I was asking her about her bucket list things, and she's like, I did a half marathon. I thought that was the dumbest bucket list thing. I cannot believe I would have wasted my time on that kind of misery. It's like, and now today, I would have never been interested in that.
Okay, so that is our topic. So yes. I just want to bring up one more thing before we start.
Yes.
Since we are a podcast about middle-aged women, there's this new Anne Hathaway movie. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay. It's called The Idea of You. And it's about a woman in her 40s who takes her daughter to Coachella. And the lead of a boy band falls in love with her.
With the mother?
With the mother.
Who's Anne Hathaway?
Yes.
So I'm so start, in. No, we have okay. Guys, listen, it's been real.
So
we're
wrap up
reading
the synopsis. Hold on.
I'm so into the really?
When Celine must step in to chaperone her teenage daughter's trip to Coachella after her ex bails at the last minute, she has a chance encounter with Hayes Campbell, and there's an instant undeniable spark.
Oh, my God.
As they begin a whirlwind romance, it isn't long before Hayes' superstar status poses unavoidable challenges to their relationship. So he's in his 20s, and she's in her 40s. And it's a story. It's supposed to be a story about a woman in her 40s reclaiming her sexuality and rediscovering herself just at the point that society traditionally writes women off as desirable and viable.
Okay. Seriously?
I mean, we're going to have to do, I think that we should watch the movie and do like a deep dive.
Maybe like a viewing party.
I'll just say that like, that sounds, of course, I love my husband, but if they're like in an alternate universe, if we ever got divorced.
Every woman feels like that.
I don't think that I would ever feel that fully secure in that kind of relationship. I think I'd always feel like that person was looking for, was seeing what else is out there.
Well, I just think like the idea of it to me, what occurred to me is simply that like how validating in some weird way. And why do we need validation at this age? But like to have some rock star on stage in a boy band now it's actually sounding gross. But like, let's not say a boy band.
Well, they think that it's based on Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde.
Okay, so now I have to tell this.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Do it.
So my sister and I took my daughter and my niece to One Direction. So we're going back 12 years or something. And this is like when they had first come out and like the little girls were like in hysterics. And we paid for like a VIP meeting. And so first you went into this like little auditorium with all the people that had paid for this shit. And they did like a Q&A. So just like embarrass my kids, my whatever. I like raised my hand. I stood up and I don't remember what I said. But then the guys started saying like stuff like, my mother don't look like that. Like something it was the best day of my life. No, I'm not kidding. I wouldn't have even brought it up. I want to say like they said something like, or Harry, your mother don't look like that or something like that. I was like, I can die now. I can die now. And
wow.
We were like Rachel and Danielle,
maybe
my niece.
It was based on you.
Holy shit. People are always stealing shit from
maybe.
Me.
I don't know if our audience remembers this. Remember when Craigslist had missed connections?
No, I don't even remember
you
that.
You don't remember that?
Uh-uh.
Oh my God. It was the craziest thing. Craigslist, this was a million years ago. It had this thing called missed connections. And it was like, I saw you on the subway. You looked at me. I thought of it yesterday. You know why? I was driving home from New York City and I was getting on the West Side Highway and fucking Conan O'Brien was standing, having a conversation with somebody right by the exit. And I almost swerved my fucking car off the road looking at him. And we locked eyes. I swear to God, we locked eyes. And I was like, God, if that fucking missed connections column was still around, like, I would have been checking that shit. I mean, not to start a romance with Conan O'Brien, but like just for the ad that says, were you the crazy blonde bitch who almost run me over when you were getting on the West Side Highway? It was wild.
That's brilliant. I wonder why that's not here anymore.
Let's
bring back Miss Connections.
Oh, people Mrs. started romance from that. Anyway, we have to see that movie and we have to do a deep dive.
Okay.
Maybe for another episode.
Love it.
But okay, so bucket list. So I think that we should start by talking about the things we wanted when we were younger.
Yeah.
Right?
Not just bucket list things, but things that you were just like, because a bucket list is a weird thing. It means before I die, I want to do this.
Yeah, maybe.
But maybe more encompass like what we really wanted to do or what we wanted to have.
Yeah, what we wanted out of life.
To do and have now, you know?
Yeah, the things that we really thought would fulfill us.
Right.
Well, I think, do you remember, you know, we're a few years apart, but when I was a kid in elementary school, the biggest thing was making these little origami I forget what they were called, but like you would stick your fingers in them right. and like go like that and open them. I could still make it.
Open and close with the
and
like,
you
right?
would, you would write down the flap. Things that you like wanted. There was also a game called MASH and like you would write out the things that okay. you like wanted.
Right.
And it was like who you wanted to marry, what you wanted to do for a living, what kind of car you wanted to drive, where you wanted to live. And I was very, very sure of what I wanted for my future.
Not surprised.
I wanted to live in Beverly Hills. I wanted to drive a limousine. I wanted to
you
have.
You wanted to be the driver or the passenger?
I just thought a limousine was the most glamorous car.
So you wanted to be the driver?
World. I just wanted it to be my fucking car.
Okay.
I just wanted to park a
because
limousine.
Because if you still feel that way, I'm sure there are plenty of opportunities for you to drive a limousine.
Let's see if I lose my friend role. If I wasn't a good enough friend. No, I just wanted. I just wanted a limousine.
Okay.
I just thought it was so glamorous, okay. you know?
All
right. I wanted to marry this kid, Doug, in my class, who is not on social media, so I can't even stalk him.
Bummer.
And I just, like, I really wanted to live in a mansion, have three kids, marry Doug, and drive a limousine in Beverly Hills. It's all I wanted out of life.
Wow. I mean, I want to say that I had, so what age was that?
No, that was as a kid. That's not really what I wanted as a young adult.
Yeah, but as a kid, I'm going to say that about sums it up. I wanted to be on a soap opera. To me, the world of like All My Children and General Hospital was the only place in which anybody should live. And it wasn't even necessarily, I went to performing arts high school and I went to acting school after, and I was never a good actress. So there was that. But I just craved that being on stage, mm-hmm. right? Which ironically, all these years later, I get a little bit of that. But anyway, and get married and have babies. And I feel so, I don't know why I feel guilty saying that because that's not an anti-feminist thing to say. It's just, for me, what it was. I just wanted, you know, my family life was not traditional. And there were a lot of moving pieces. And I really just dreamt of having a very stable, secure family, one home, not a lot of moving around, having mm-hmm. babies, and being the star of All My Children.
Yeah,
well, right.
I mean, the stable family home, I definitely understand given your upbringing, right? Yeah. I definitely wanted a lot of children and I wanted to get married. When I was dating, I didn't really care who I dated, like in terms of race, religion, ethnicity. I dated across the board. I if you read my book, you know I was like boy crazy.
Yeah, but that's probably why.
I ended up falling in love with like a Jewish finance guy from Westchester, which you know, worked out for my mother wonderfully. And he's the best, and it worked out for me really great as well. But I was really open.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
My one requirement back in the day when I was dating after college was that somebody just had to be tall. That's the only thing I cared about.
Is Jeff tall?
He's 5'6".
Oh, okay.
So literally, like, people would be fixing me up. I really didn't have anything else except because I always felt like such a big girl and I wanted just to have someone bigger than me.
Yeah.
And I mean, look how we plan and God laughs. But I mean, I dated, oh my God, the list is long in terms of all of that, different guys from all different backgrounds. I just was so, until I met Jeff, so needy of a man's attention. And like, I didn't really have a lot of requirements, just want to kiss me.
Yeah.
Sad, but.
No, not sad. I mean, but did you have any like goals in your mind of things you wanted to accomplish before you were a certain age?
You know, not before I was a certain age, but I think I would dream of being an actress and being famous. And again, I don't think that was about the craft. I think that was about the attention. Mm. And just sort of like, I always loved in elementary and middle school, like I was always in plays. I was always getting these, you know, really big parts. And then high school, I went to performing arts high school and not so much. Like there was actual real competition there. And then I went to after I graduated tech from UT, I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. I got another degree in acting, but I just wasn't very good at it.
Oh.
Okay. But so when you say bucket list, that's something that was always like, I want to be famous. There were other things, certainly, that I've wanted, but I would say that in terms of a career, that was probably the running thing. I also was never that big of like a career person. Like,
well, yeah, but you have a successful shoe line.
Right.
I don't know
that's what I was
going to
say. Yeah. So I was not ever sort of like that focused on career. I wanted to make money. I wanted to be independent and however that was going to happen. So I had a host of different jobs in my 20s that I hated. And then when I had the kids, I worked part-time as a fashion recruiter. Didn't really enjoy that either. I never enjoyed anything until I started my own business, which is, for anyone who cares, I have a high heel shoe line, shopfmajor.com. And it's for women who, after a certain age, can't walk in heels. And I just wanted to create like a really sexy heel for women that wanted to still wear them, but that was still comfortable because I can't walk in heels anymore. And I had bunions and whatever, a million disgusting things that go along with aging in your feet. But anyway, so I have this business, this shoe business. And I was really passionate about it. It wasn't a bucket list thing though, right? More like I started it, I felt great about it. I started doing it. I really started liking what I was doing as opposed to jobs I was there not because the job was actually feeding my soul, but because it was feeding my pocket,
right.
You know?
Yeah. So I would say the biggest thing as a young adult, the number one thing that I wanted the most and I thought would make me so happy, aside from being thin, which was a whole nother story.
That's a different episode.
I really wanted a daughter. And I thought, if I have a daughter, my life will be complete and I won't need anything else in the whole world.
Wow.
Now, I had two boys first. And it's not something I really ever talk about. I did write an article about it once for Good Housekeeping. But if you know me and my relationship with my first set of twins, I am absolutely obsessed with
them. All four of them you're obsessed with.
At the time, and I'm going to be really honest, I had something called gender disappointment and it was like severe. And I loved my boys so much, but I make no secret of the fact that I have struggled with mental illness over the years.
Welcome. You've come to the right place.
Nice to meet you. And I had just this like unending anxiety that my boys were never going to love me the way that they would love their father.
Really?
Yes. I was consumed by it. And
so it wasn't about you loving them. It was about them loving you.
No, no, no. I love them so much.
I know you did, but I'm saying when you're talking.
I was scared that they were never going to be, you know, society tells you that you have a daughter, she'll be your best friend for life, right? So I was like, I need that best friend for life. I also struggled with like insecurity and, you know, I'm a very different person now, but I was consumed by the thought that if I don't have a daughter, I'm going to be really missing something.
Wow. Yeah. I know one other person like that, Jack, and I don't even, not a friend, but this woman that I knew who had like twins, she ended up having a daughter, but I remember her talking to me about it. I didn't even know her that well. And she was just, she couldn't get past it. She's like, I just had boys. I wanted a girl. I just had boys. I wanted a girl.
You know, it's more common than you think. And also like when I had the two boys, I cannot tell you how many times people asked me, are you going to try for a girl? And so I just had this idea in my head that I couldn't get rid of where I was just consumed by it. So anyway, I needed IVF anyway because I destroyed my body with anorexia. So I went back. So I had my boys first with one round of IVF. And then when I went back to have a third, because I did want to try for that girl, my next two rounds of IVF at the same clinic, I didn't even make it to transfer. The way that it works is like, so you grow the eggs with medication. They take the eggs out of you. They fertilize it with your husband's sperm. And then you see how many embryos are left at the end of
life. Well, not in Alabama anymore, but that's for a different day.
Yeah. You see how many embryos are left at the end of either 3 days or 5 days. Anyway. And then the good ones, if you have some strong ones, they'll put either one or two inside you and they'll freeze the rest, or if you want to freeze the rest, right? So I had nothing. I couldn't go to transfer on my second and third rounds. It was devastating. It was horrible. I had very low egg quality. So
is that because of the anorexia?
Yes. I just really destroyed myself. And my doctor suggested that I stop. And once he said that, my mind was like, I just went nuts because I was like, oh God, I'm not going to get my girl. So I was looking for a new doctor closer to my home in New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you a story that I've never told anyone. I don't even think my parents know. Only really me and Evan know this.
Now 60, how many of you?
Well, that's okay because I mean, whatever, okay, good.
I'm glad.
So I started doing some research on how I can have a girl. And I found this thing that is no longer available in the United States. It's available overseas, but it was called Microsort. It's still around, but it's just not in the US anymore. But it was in the US then. It was in clinical trials for a very, very long time. So I felt okay that like it wasn't something that was gonna make my kids sick or what. But it was this technology, and there was a doctor right near me who participated in it. And what it does, it's this sorting process where your husband has to go to Virginia.
And then they spin it or something?
No, they don't spin it. Spinning is like a little bit of a myth, but they use this like fluorescent technology that highlights the male sperm versus the female like sperm.
Right.
And they separate it.
Okay.
And then, but it's not a guarantee. So you get a percentage on what your sort is, okay? And then they fertilize your egg with whatever sort that is. So like if you were trying for a girl, if you want a girl, they'll take all the girl sperm and they'll fertilize with that. But it's not a guarantee. They don't
get— How many thousands of dollars was this?
You don't even want to know. You have to get accepted. You have to get accepted to the process and everything. It took a long time. And but it's not a 100% sort, right? So our first round of that, which was my fourth round of IVF.
Oh my God.
I got an 85% sort. So, which meant that 85% of the sperm that they were using was girl sperm.
Right.
So I got pregnant for like a week. There was a thing on the screen. My test showed that I was pregnant and then it was gone. I don't know that that's called a miscarriage because it was so early, but it was gone after like a week and I was devastated. And then my fifth round of IVF, I got a 90% sort. And at the end of that, I had one good embryo and one bad embryo. And they were like, we're just going to put them both in because nothing ever takes anyway. And I ended up having a boy and a girl.
Oh my God.
I know, which is wild. But I worried for a long time that
first of all, they have to mail back the sperm from Virginia.
God, I can't with
so
this.
So I said to Evan, I was like, if this baby doesn't look like you, I'm gonna get really fucking upset.
Wait, was Evan, how did Evan handle it?
Evan was not, he knew that I really wanted this. He also, it's really hard to fight my mental
you're
illness.
Determined,
so
I know.
He did it because he loves me and because, I mean, there was no like real downside for him except having to go to Virginia twice. But I think he was a little bit nervous because no one we knew had ever done anything like this, you know, and still to this day, sometimes like if my kids will do something kooky, I'm like, God, I wonder if that like fluorescent technology did something.
Oh my God.
You know, I mean, I worry, but it's still around. It's just that in the US, the FDA, wouldn't clear it, which means it had to stay as a clinical trial, which is really, really expensive. So it's all over the world. It's just you can't do it in America. So I did end up having my girl.
And also Alexa was your bucket list.
Alexis is my bucket list.
She's your bucket list.
But that being said, I worship my daughter. I love her so much. It didn't end up being the kind of relationship that in my mind, I thought it would be.
Thankfully, because it sounds like in your mind, it was you really thought she was going to be your best friend.
Well, I adore my daughter.
We're best friends, but
No. I don't think my daughter thinks I'm her best friend. I think she'd much rather hang out with her actual friends than with me.
Just healthy.
I imagined us, you know, like coordinating outfits or like getting our nails done together. I think I've taken her for 2 manicures in her whole life. She much rather like use a marker and color her nails black or white. She enjoys hanging out with her friends far more than she wants to be with me. And I'll tell you the honest truth. My oldest son, my firstborn, and all my kids will tell you this. I love all my kids the same, but he and I are the
you
closest
always say that. Yeah.
Probably. You know, and yeah. If you had told me that, I would never have believed it. But I find myself gravitating more to the boy stuff. And maybe because I'm in a place of privilege right now because I do have the daughter. So I can, you know, I just gravitate more towards their basketball games and shopping for the boys. I get such a jolt out of watching them play sports. And I don't feel any different being with my daughter than I do with my sons.
Wow.
At all.
Well, I definitely didn't have that. So neither Jeff nor myself, we have zero ability in terms of athletics. So I can barely walk, much less kick a ball. Jeff pretends, but he really, and we pass those genes on, thankfully, because the truth is the thought of having to go, I watched my friends have to go to game after game after game. Zach is actually here somewhere. He's probably up there just cursing me out because like, he wanted so badly to be good at sports. He tried so hard. Mm-hmm. And now like he looks back at it and he'll say to me, you know, you guys just let me quit everything. Now, I don't think we let it. I remember spending thousands of dollars on lacrosse equipment. Like I don't know about letting him quit so easily, but sorry, but the kid just couldn't play. So it was what it was. And Rachel, she just is not into sports. She's like me. She never was. But like, so in terms of spending time with them, I don't know that I gravitated. Both of my kids, whatever they had going on at the time, I don't think I was like, oh my God, I wish I could go to a soccer game over whatever, Girl Scouts. What was our point here?
I mean, what you gravitated towards. I don't gravitate as much to the girl stuff as I do to the boy stuff.
No, but like, this is what I was going to say. So, but like when the kids were little, Zach was the easiest baby, toddler, teenager. Rachel was the most difficult baby, infant, toddler, teenager. Like I always tell this story that when they were both inside me, I used to have to go get non-stress tests with Zach, which means like you don't know if the baby's alive or not because he was like so mellow. Like I was like, nothing's moving. There's no way. There's something wrong here. There's no way that this baby is alive. And with Rachel, like literally from the second that the egg was, you know, the sperm hit the egg, she was kicking me. And like, we always say, like, I was like, I couldn't get up the stairs with her. She was just pissed. And like, to this day, it's changed. It has changed a little bit.
You guys are super close. And I am super close with Alexis. I just, you know, I think about it now and I'm very close with my father. I'm also very close with my mother, but I don't think I would want my daughter to devote her life to being my best friend. I don't think I need her to live next door to me. I don't need any of that that I thought that I needed. So that would be my number one thing that I really thought I needed in order to find happiness throughout my life. And even though my daughter brings me abundant happiness, I think I would have had, you know, abundant happiness with boys only, you know?
Well, yeah. If I think of like bucket list things, I too had I didn't have the girl thing. I just had the kid thing. But I remember my biological clock really ticking like in my late 20s. And I met Jeff when I was 29. And I was like losing it. Like I'd wake up with dreams, having had like these dreams of babies. And I would wake up so sad and just like missing the baby from the dream. And I remember negotiating with God and saying, listen, because I'm also a crazy hypochondriac. And it was way worse when I was younger and not on medication. But anyway, I always thought I was dying. Please God, just let me have babies first. Please just let me have babies first. Then I had babies. Please God, let me just get to their weddings. They're going to need me. Please let me just make it until then. Then, you know, now I have kids that are 20. I can't ever leave them. Like there's no negotiating. I can't bear the thought of ever leaving them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But wanting that so badly, just wanting the kids. I don't know if that was a bucket list thing, but that was just inside of me.
Yeah. I think some people need it and some people don't. For me, I know I see childless couples and I know there's a lot of people who have no desire to ever have kids. It's hard for me to understand. And of course I know that it's, you know, it's just not everybody and everyone's plans, but for me, it's hard to understand that. I just feel like my kids, you know, like it's just something that I
always
wanted.
Bill Maher talking about
Jenny McCarthy as a kid.
Oh, not Jenny McCarthy. Who am I talking about? Another really pretty blonde female.
No, I'm just kidding.
Female comedian.
Me?
Not Jenny McCarthy. What's her name?
Amy Schumer?
No.
I don't know.
Chelsea Handler.
Oh, Chelsea Handler. Yes.
So she's always talking about it. And like Bill Maher's always talking about it. And I'm like, you know, maybe they are onto something there. But I mean, obviously I would never go back. But I do think that, I think that people can be there are bucket list things that do not include children.
Yep.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, I always wanted to be thin, but that's for another time. And that didn't actually pan out the way I thought it would be because it almost killed me, as we all know, if you read my book. I wanted to write something that went viral. I did want to be a journalist. My mother wanted me to go to law school. I went to law school. I was a corporate lawyer for a while. And then a real estate lawyer, but I always had the writing bug and I just wanted to write one thing that would go viral.
Look at you.
Anyway, so this is way before Housewives. I started writing. When I started writing, I was working my way up and then I started getting published in the Huffington Post and I started getting published in really good places. And I wrote one thing that went absolutely like all over the place. And I can't tell you, for like a week, I couldn't even sleep. I was just like... checking who would read it and who would comment. And
in a good way or in a bad way?
It was so good. Oh. It was just about being a mom and like the things that you do for your kids.
No, but I mean, you felt that like you had been so fulfilled.
Oh, I was so fulfilled. But then I was like, I want more.
Yeah,
like,
that's the problem.
But I did have that. But there are things that I still want in life, like little goals, I wouldn't call them bucket lists. I still feel far from death, maybe, so it's hard for me to see.
Well, do you know, there's that. So our producer sent us actually an article, like it was like a Yahoo article from 2023 about bucket lists and like how people over 50, they say that they really didn't like attain any of those goals, or the bucket list becomes less important. What becomes important is, you know, spending time with people that you love and all of that stuff, and Kilimanjaro or running the marathon doesn't feel quite as meaningful. And you're much less likely as you get older to also check those items like that off of a list. Mm-hmm. 'Cause now you're older and you know, too tired to travel the world.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But there are I still have a bunch of little ones. They're not the huge ones. They're not the Erica on all my children anymore.
Well, what are yours? And by the way, you can do that.
I don't want to do that.
Okay. But you know that like 99% of people's dreams die in their head. They really do.
I do love that. That was what NIAID was about. That Diana NIAID had she didn't do it until she was 60 years old.
Yeah. So what are yours?
I have a lot of little ones, and I have to say it's like, I feel like everyone does, but travel's certainly on the list. And I saw in that article, like one of the maybe it was the number one bucket list thing was safari in Africa.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm dying to do that.
No, I don't like really long flights.
I mean, I'm not concerned about the flight. I just want to get there and I want to like be in this place that's such a like, it's like mystical.
Yeah.
And I have one of my best friends went a few months ago. It just changed everything. It was like being in a completely different world.
Yeah, I think I'm waiting for my kids to be able to appreciate it.
She went with her kids.
Yeah.
So there's that. So I would say that like definitely travel is something.
Yeah.
And then there's, the thing is, like I was thinking maybe I'd want a house in a certain place in Florida or the Ham or whatever. But you know, when Jeff and I had first moved into this house, this is our third home in this town. I remember we were bidding on it and I'm like, if we get this house, I will never have an unhappy day. That'll be it. Every day I'll wake up, and not that my house is, I don't live in an estate, but it was for me, it felt so right. I was dying for this house. Big shock, I've had unhappy days. So, but like what I thought was like the end all be all. I mean, it probably never is. But now I'm older, I see like, oh, it'd be so great to have a house in, where's your house, West Hampton?
West Hampton, yeah.
Right. But having said that, I'm still going to be there. My shit's still going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, my issues will still be there. Mm-hmm. But stuff that I want to do, I mean, it becomes a little smaller. I want my kids to be good. Mm-hmm. Like that's the first thing.
I mean, your kids being happy is just all that matters.
All of us. Yeah. That's just like, you know, right? That that's just innate. So I want my kids to be good. I want to laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gone on this crazy adventure with Housewives that I could have never predicted and that I'm so grateful for. Mm-hmm. And I would like to have more adventures, whether or not it'll have to do with Housewives, but like having that kind of newness and excitement in my life.
The excitement.
I would love to keep that.
There's nothing better than that like feeling of like fear and excitement and anxiety and like then doing something and it turning out well.
Or not. I mean, listen, certainly not when we're talking reality TV, it doesn't always turn out well and it doesn't always, you know, but I have found that the last couple of years I've fulfilled these different, like checked off little bucket list things that I never thought I would. That's been sort of cool.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So can I tell you one that I still have?
Yes, please.
So I play the piano, right? And when I was younger, I was really good. I was good. And I can play by ear. But when I play by ear, it's not sophisticated. Like, it's just like simple chords with like my right hand moving around, making like the melody. And like,
that's
my,
pretty cool though.
So, but I know that I could be good. If I took some more lessons and I like refreshed myself, I know that I could be good.
and I can read music and everything. And I've always had this dream of just playing one night with a rock band. Just really, I can't sing, but I can write songs.
Jackie, we have spoken about this.
Well, you were taking guitar lessons.
I know.
And you didn't continue with
right.
them.
Well, I was-
So got, how are we going to start
got,
a band?
I got a little busy, but besides that, it's also really, really hard. So, and I've tried not once, not twice, but three times, and I still have my guitar in my room and I pick it up and I'll start again and start lessons. Because the point is that one of my bucket list things would be- Not just to play one night. I would love to play. I'd love to
in
like-
In a band.
In
yeah.
a band.
Yes.
Or like be sitting around with your friends at night and like I would just cut, because there's nothing better yes. than when someone plays guitar or piano.
Oh my God. I always think of Beverly Hills when David Foster used to always get on the piano and then everyone would stand around him. Evan thinks that's the most awkward thing in the world. When I used to play songs for him, he'd be like, it's a little awkward.
Well, because it's like, well, David Foster, it was like a different, you're talking about a different thing. Now you're talking about you're sitting in a room and David Foster is playing the piano. But like, if you're just sitting with friends, I mean, maybe I'm going back to like days of sleepaway camp or like somebody just picks up a guitar and all of a sudden you're singing James Taylor.
I know.
With your buddies.
Oh, when you were in your
20s and like just had an edible, like how
guy,
fun would that be?
That guy was like not that cute. And then he picks up a guitar and you're like, God damn.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, that's clearly the universe is saying, Jackie, Jennifer.
Back on that, because that is my bucket list goal, is to play in a rock band, even if it's for one night. I really wanted to write a book. I did that. It's been unbelievable yeah. and so fulfilling. My other biggest thing in the world is I want to be fully recovered. And I am recovered from my eating disorder, but I definitely still have a lot of disordered eating habits. So no anorexia anymore, but I still weigh like overanalyze and worry.
Yeah, of course.
About food, weight, too much. So I want all of that gone, which I am actively working on. I would love to go to Europe when that's all done and really be able to like go to breakfast and get what I want and then not think about food for a little while and then go to lunch and get what I want. Like that's not how my life works right now.
Of course.
So I don't restrict anymore in an unhealthy way, but I certainly do not have like a lot of freedom around food the way that I should. So that is my ultimate bucket list goal, is to get rid of all of that noise and to be able to eat really, really freely without tons of anxiety, which I'm getting there, but not there quite yet.
So interesting, because all like stuff that you think that you want when you're younger and then you get it and you're like, wait a second, you know, this is great, but. So I also have one of my best friends who said to me, when we had just had kids, so we're like, I guess, early 30s, and she started a business called Allermates, and it's for kids with food allergies. And she made really amazing like jewelry and dog tags. Her kid has a very serious nut allergy. Actually, so does my son, and my daughter has.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They both have food allergies. But anyway, so kind of I would sometimes go in and help her with ideas for the little characters and the dog. Anyway, she said she was so driven by wanting to be. To like have created this uber successful business, right? And your name and your picture's on the cover of Time magazine or whatever business. She was so all about being the CEO, and the business is still around and it's actually really, really amazing. But she said, you know, I was asking her, what were your bucket list things then as opposed to what they are now? And she's like, now it's not that I don't, you know, enjoy my business, but the truth is she feels really passionate about certain causes, one of them right now being Israel. But she's like, I just want to be an advocate. I want my life to get smaller. And she actually still has a son who it's like his first year of high school. So she has a while. But she's like, that's what is motivating her now.
Yeah.
The causes that she is passionate about and advocating for them. And she's a big house. Maybe she always wanted that. It's huge. She wants to downsize. You know, like everything changes.
Yeah.
She wants to have an easier, smaller situation. Mm-hmm. And so, which I kind of relate to. Like what I thought I wanted when I was younger. And by the way, if any of you out there are under 40 and listening, just know, like,
it changes.
It does. It definitely
changes.
It changes
for the better. You get perspective. That's why.
Well, yeah. Like you were saying, you wanted to have like freedom around food. I would like to be, I've had years and years and years and years of therapy. But I would like to, and we were talking about this at the top of this hour, but not be so affected by, oh my God, worried about, are they going to like me? Number one. And number two, always have a lot of fear around, oh my God, when is the other shoe going to drop?
Oh, no, I don't really have that.
So anxiety,
I mean, it's gotten, listen, years of therapy and medication and work on myself. It's definitely a whole different thing than it used to be. But I do definitely dream of a time where I am, and it's gotten better, a lot better, but where I'm so sort of like secure, knowing that I am like living in dignity and not worrying. It doesn't affect me what people say or think.
Yeah.
That's definitely a goal.
Yeah. You know, I think one of the things that's always been really important to me and that I really wanted as an adult was close female friendships. And because I struggled with that.
Congratulations.
I was just going to say, like, you and I, how long have we been friends? Only a few years.
Yeah.
Like sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, the thing is, the best thing about a female friendship is that it's so different. We could talk about shit that I will never, ever talk to Jeff about. We'll relate to each other in a way that I can never, ever relate to him.
Yeah.
You and I will be there for each other in ways that, you know, my husband is thankfully, happily there for me.
Yeah.
Always, but different.
It's right, very but different. Like the fact that like if you had told me when you're, you know, in your mid-40s, you're going to find one of your best friends in the world. Yeah. Like, I don't think that I would have
especially
believed
in
you.
This. Imagine this in this scenario.
Right. And did you notice we have the same exact
nail polish? I already did notice that.
Crazy. But no, I mean, I'm really happy with where I am.
Well, I think there's so much to be said again in another episode because whatever, but like the female friendship for me at this age is everything.
Everything. Yeah, but not...
Not everything. But not it's the, a lot.
But it's...
It's a lot.
But that being said, on the flip side of it, the female friendships that I felt like were toxic and not serving me in the past few years, I have definitely moved away from.
So you see yourself in terms of like a bucket list. What do you see? Because you're younger than me, Jack. But like now you're, let's say now you are 60. What does that look like?
I would like to, I mean, obviously that perfect relationship with food I would like to have.
But what does it look like? Do you have a picture of it?
If my kids are happy and doing things that make them happy, have gone to a four-year college is important to me, and working in careers that make them happy, then I would feel like I can go live my life. I would like to travel with Evan. I would like to work. I always want to be creating content. You know, that's why I love this podcast. I love being on the show.
This doesn't feel like writing. Work. I can't say I always would want to work.
No. But I love creating content. I like putting creative. Things out there, whether it's a book, an article, the show, the podcast. Like I am always creating. Like I wake up and I'm like, what can I write today?
Yeah.
I love that. So I still want to be doing that. I would like to write a lot more things. And of course, playing a rock band.
Yeah, and playing a rock
band. And playing a rock band, and that's it.
I mean, I got a lot of the bucket list things. I'm not Erica Kane, but I am like, I was able to, with this show, you know, see what it feels like, which is funny because that's when I say that I wanted to be famous as a bucket list thing, I'm not trying to say that I'm famous. I'm not, I hate, like, I make myself sick a little, like, because some people that watch the show will recognize me. No, I mean, but it's like, not, I know, but I'm not trying to be like, now that I'm famous. I obviously know that I'm not, that's not, but being recognized sometimes, I thought that it was going to be, it would fill me up in a way that it definitely, it's so much fun, but it's not what I thought. Like, and maybe so many bucket list things aren't. Like, I used to walk behind Margaret, we were friends before, and I watched people recognize her, and they would just wig out when they would see her coming, and I would be like, wow, what would that be like?
Yeah, because the problem is there's always going to be someone more famous than you.
Well, that's not the problem. I don't mean it like that.
Right, but like you're always going to, when you get to a certain level, then you're like, okay, now what?
Well, I also just feel like it's not as, for whatever reason, like when people recognize me, it's so flattering and nice. But I would watch it happen to others and be like, wow, I want that to happen to me. And it's not, again, I'm not saying it's not exciting and flattering and nice, but there's, you know, it's not, I guess
fun. Like I was at Whole Foods.
It is fun.
And I went over to the strawberries and there was a girl looking at the strawberries too. And we were both like picking up packages and looking to see if like the whole package was like fine. And we were both there for like a good like minute and a half. And she said without looking up, and she was like, I can't find a good package. And I'm like, I know, me neither. And she started to talk. And then she looked at me and she goes, oh my God, Jackie. And she drops all the strawberries. And like, it was just, I guess, like startling.
I
think is so fun and funny.
It is.
But then there are times when like you get somebody at like a checkout counter who like really wants to deep dive into the show and you're like, I want to buy toilet paper.
Right. But not even, I don't mean it like that. I just thought it would fill me up in a different way. Like it's not the absolute that I thought that it would be, you know, for somebody who always wanted to be on stage or to be famous. Right. Yeah. But like now what I want when I look at my life is just like you, I want my kids, but even those bucket lists, of, like you said, college, the 4-year college thing.
Yeah.
My kids both, my daughter's about to graduate in May, but both kids went to, they both got a 4-year degree. Now I'm like, that was so important, right? And like what college they were going to go to.
Oh no,
and
I don't care what college they go to.
But they had it. I'm not saying that's not important, yeah. But now I look at life very differently. There's so many different, and I have some friends whose kids took a different path that has worked out so beautifully.
Yeah.
You know, so like all of that stuff that I thought and that's really about them, not me, but that I thought I wanted for them so desperately. And I'm happy that they both have graduated from a 4-year college, but the importance, it felt so much more important to me than it does now in actuality.
Well, I think you live and learn, right?
Yeah. No, just thinking about like what else I wanted in life. And I'm 55 years old. And like, you would think I'd be actually really concentrated on that. Like, what do I want? Really sort of like, you can't really plan it, I guess, but put a lot of thought into that bucket list question. But I want to travel. I want to have my life be peaceful.
Yeah,
I want,
peaceful. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to have, at some point, we're going to give up the, you know, 4-bedroom colonial. Mm-hmm. And I want to be somewhere easy in a townhouse, in an apartment, in a, you know, and just, and I guess play with grandkids. Very sort of.
I don't even want to hear that word yet.
Sorry.
I don't even want to talk about grandkids.
Yeah, it's going to happen to me a lot.
Evan brings it up sometimes, and I'm like, get the fuck out of my face with grandkids. Like, I still have 13-year-olds. Like, I don't want to hear anything.
I can't believe you have 13-year-olds. That is so hideous.
Well, it's not that far away from, like,
13. Yours. Oh, my God.
Well, my oldest and your youngest are not that far apart in age, right?
But Rachel's 21.
No? Oh, you're right. Yeah, they are. Forget it.
Yeah, I'm not interested in going back, but I am interested in having the grandkids. And like everyone says, having them, I'm not going to be that grandmother. I'm not raising them. Yeah. I'll take them. I'll play with them. I'll give them money and I'll send them back.
See, I still have these thoughts every once in a while where I'm like, I could still have a baby. I'm 47.
I hear that.
I could still have a baby.
Yeah.
I have brought it up to Evan, to be honest with you. I think I stopped bringing it up like a year ago. But I think two main concerns, and I would have another one because I actually love a ton of children. My two main concerns are that, you know, as you get older, it's riskier.
It'll be a geriatric. What do they call it? A geriatric.
Oh, forget geriatric. You're like geriatric and you're like
a corpse pregnancy.
Mid-30s. I am like a fucking like in the coffin.
You're walking dead pregnancy.
Are you kidding? I am like the old age home pregnancy. I worry that it would be healthy, that the child would be healthy because, you know, as you get older, there's a greater chance of. But if I could guarantee that it was healthy, I just think that it wouldn't be like so much of a sibling except in name because there'd be such an age difference.
I just can't get past the fact that this is a bucket. Is this, are we calling this
a
bucket list?
No, that's not
thing?
A bucket list. I don't need a fifth
kid. I'm like,
are
you nuts?
No, I don't need, but fucking Robert De Niro and Al Pacino are walking around in their 80s with a newborn
baby. Yeah, they didn't believe
me.
That wasn't on their bucket list. That was like something slipped, okay? Seriously. Something fucking slipped by and some woman was like, no worries. I'm on the pill. Wink, wink.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. So yeah, but grandkids, I just don't want to think about yet.
I mean, people love them. They say good things.
Oh yeah.
People recommend it.
Oh yeah. No. I definitely one day, but not anytime soon.
Not today.
No, not today, honey.
I'd like to also, now we're just rambling, but whatever. That's why we have a producer. So Jacqueline, you can cut and paste. But like, I'd like to just do things that are like, when you say creative, like not work, like you always want, you said you always want to work. Like,
well, I always want to do creative things
and make
money. I want
to do funny
money.
Stuff. Like I'd like to, lately I've been putting this stuff on social media about like cooking because I'm so bad at it. And so I've been doing things where I'm cooking whatever shitty thing I'm cooking. And just, it's like fun. It's like performing a little bit, you know? And like just thinking about it and thinking like, maybe one night I'll do an edible and we'll call it edible cooking.
Well, I'll
Jen,
come over and do that with
and
you.
And do an edible and then we'll cook.
Yeah, because I suck at cooking.
So do I.
Well, the reason I suck at cooking is because I never wanted to cook because I never wanted to taste the food.
Right.
Yeah.
So I suck at it just because I suck at it and I was never interested in doing it. And but like making these little videos about it is kind of funny. I did like I have a one ingredient.
I don't watch.
Chicken.
I have to watch that.
You don't have to watch that. Believe
I do,
me. But
I do,
I'm just
I do
saying, that. My point, the bigger point is that like doing fun stuff like that I'm not going to necessarily change the world, but like being creative like that.
Yeah.
And I think that being funny and coming up with things, I do really enjoy that. Whether or not, you know,
do you put it on TikTok? I am not on TikTok. I don't even have an account. I think I made an account once just to check like my daughter's content, but I've never been on it. And I think that I felt like I missed the boat on doing those kind of things.
You may have. They're maybe taking it down. There's all that controversy now. No, I know. But yeah, but like stuff like that, that I think is fun. I would also like to give back. I should probably say that, even though that has not come out, but do something meaningful in this world. That actually like,
Something
good. We've done good things in this world, but something that has nothing to do with me.
But by the way, can I tell you something funny? Follow up to the TikTok thing.
Yes.
So I always had this regret that I didn't get on TikTok early enough, right? So when Threads started, I was like, I'm going to be the first motherfucker on Threads. So I set up that Threads account.
I'm like, what's Threads?
I was like all about Threads for like a month. And then I was like, you know what? I think I'm good.
Jack. I don't even know what Threads is, honey. Sometimes it pops up on my Instagram.
The Facebook version of Twitter.
I don't even know what that means, and I don't want to know. Instagram's enough.
That's it. I have no other bucket list items.
All right. Well, listen, you guys, if you want to, I keep saying at the end of every show, but if you guys have any ideas or things you want us to talk about, it would be so great.
Well, I think we really should watch that movie.
Okay.
About Anne Hathaway.
Oh, we're definitely watching that movie. What do you mean, in 10 minutes? Dive. Okay.
Yeah. But no, I'm serious. This was so fun.
It always is fun.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are having fun. We appreciate your listening a lot.
All right. We love you guys. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.